Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Liz Carlin of TheBriefing.ie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
Liz, there's a new faction, a new phenomenon on the American right now that everyone's suddenly talking about. So it's Nick Fuentes and his followers, the so-called Groypers. So just to tell us first off, who is Nick Fuentes? Why is everyone suddenly talking about him?
So Nick Fuentes is, he's two things. So he's a kind of online influencer, has a kind of podcast on a slightly obscure platform because he kept getting kicked off everything else. He's 27. But he's also, I mean, he's been described as like having, Rory Stewart said, genuinely fascist views. He's kind of extreme right. He's a Christian nationalist. He says things that are misogynist, that are racist, and that are also deeply anti-Semitic, anti-trans, anti-everything you can imagine. And so he's been at this sort of margins of mainstream American conservatism and republicanism. But the mainstream has been kind of slowly shifting towards him. And in the last couple of weeks, he did an interview with Tucker Carlson, who is a more of a mainstream figure. And what we're seeing is his brand of a particular type of Christian nationalist conservatism starting to eat into the mainstream. And this is in particular happening at a point in time when there's a bit of a debate going on over what does the post-Trump Republican Party look like? What is the future of the conservative movement in the US? And he's seen as a bit of a kind of symbol that is heading in a much more extreme and I guess specifically kind of anti-Semitic direction.
Okay. And tell me about the Groypers then. These are his followers, yeah?
Yeah, so it's a weird one. Like, and this is this kind of intersection he has between really deeply dangerous and problematic views and this online culture thing. So like, you know, when I try and explain what a kind of Groyper is, it's nearly like imagine like a Swiftie, right? You know, you have the word mm-hmm. Swiftie for people who, it's not just that they're fans of Taylor Swift, it's like their whole identity and it's the way they behave online. This is, Groypers are online followers of Nick Fuentes. It's one of those terms that like, is used as an insult sometimes, but it's also used as a self-identification mark another time. But there was some reporting in the New York Times in the last couple of weeks where, you know, there was a quote of somebody saying, listen, 30 to 40% of the young Republican kind of staffers, people working in Congress, working around the place, identify as Groypers.
So this is no longer a very marginal thing.
This is not marginal, and it's particularly concentrated among younger future kind of leadership within the Republican Party.
Okay. So like it sounds like the DNA of this is kind of like there's a bit the QAnon, Pepe the Frog, 4chan, alt-right, very online-y memes, that kind of thing. Jokes,
exactly.
Saying outrageous things, but they might not be jokes.
Yeah.
That kind of.
Yeah, people may know Pepe the Frog is kind of ugly little green frog that became a bit of a symbol of that sort of conspiratorial right. Groyper is actually another cartoon, which is a more grotesque and more disgusting version of Pepe the Pig or Pepe the Frog. And this goes to like some of the kind of dynamics that are happening within this. And I think of it as like, you know, well, we're not the People's Front of Judea, right? You have these groups who to the outside, when we're looking at them, they seem to be quite aligned around sort of, you know, frankly, quite often neo-Nazi fascist sort of views. But within, the fights that are happening internally are brutal. So, you know, people will know J.D. Vance, vice president of the U.S., would be very conservative, would be of this kind of ilk. You know, Nick Fuentes has called him a race traitor because his wife isn't white. So you have these very deep schisms. He also didn't like Charlie Kirk, the kind of online influencer who was murdered.
So he would have viewed Charlie Kirk as being too moderate as well.
Too moderate, didn't like him, just thought that he was kind of like selling out and wasn't extreme enough. And a lot of this does come down to views on Israel, the US's involvement in Israel, and all of these kind of complicated machinations which are, you know, at their heart deeply anti-Semitic.
So is this another splinter then in the MAGA movement? We have Epstein, we have Israel, we have the whole involvement in foreign wars, all causing various schisms. Is this another real faction that we have to be concerned about?
It is, and it's space is opening up, right? Trump can't rerun. There's going to be midterm elections next year. Republicans may do badly in that. So we're seeing the very early stages of a battle for the future soul of the Republican Party. That's going to come down to some sort of a schism, right? There'll end up being two or three people who are trying to find their way through. What's happening at the moment is we're seeing people trying to shape what that dividing line is and what the future of the Republican Party looks like. And by bringing in, when you have the likes of Tucker Carlson, who is a very influential figure, when you have him bringing in Nick Fuentes, you know, talking to him in, you know, kind of agreeing with him, bringing him along, what you're seeing is an attempt to shape what that next step looks like, happening, you know, now in these kind of weird YouTube spaces.
The notion that's some kind of like neo-fascist mindset could be part of the future of mainstream republicanism is a kind of terrifying notion, isn't it?
It is absolutely terrifying. And if you look at, so Ben Shapiro, he was kind of the future once, right? He's now 40, so he's a little bit over the hill in kind of this online influencer space. He's, you know, he's all the phobics, he's transphobic, he's misogynist, he's everything else. But he opposed this shift that started when Donald Trump came down the escalator and started talking about people from Mexico as murderers and other things, right? He said, if you go down this path, this leads to anti-Semitism. This leads to white nationalism, to ethno-nationalism and to fascism. And he was pushed out of the party at that point because there was kind of a sense within the Republican movement that, well, we can kind of like, you know, give a little nod to these conspiracy theories, get their voters. We can give a little nod to this like fear of immigration, to this anti-immigrant stuff. But what it shows is that, like, you know, and I know you were talking about this on the newspaper panel, any sort of like attempt to sop or to sort of, you know, we'll throw that a bone, we'll shift our rhetoric a little bit and maybe this will diffuse some of these darker kind of tendencies. It doesn't work. And a part of why it doesn't work is because it's a race to the bottom, right? The algorithmic internet, all the way that these discussions happened, it's about being more and more extreme. That's why they all hate each other, because they're trying to outbid being the worst. And what happens is when the center starts to shift, right? People who have no idea who Nick Fuentes is, or frankly, in Ireland, who have no idea who our online equivalents are, they don't hear that. What they do hear is when our mainstream politicians start to adopt, even in subtle ways, some of that rhetoric. And that's how the politics start to shift. And it's also how a lot of these extremists end up influencing politics without ever really having to win an election.
Okay, so it could be a case of, if you think we're bad, wait till you see what's coming after us. So watch out for that. You're going to hear a lot more talk about Nick Fuentes and the Groypers over the next while. Liz Carlin, thank you so much. We'll take a break.